On Sunday, a C-130 American transport plane carrying nearly 7,000 kilograms of materials for makeshift housing touched down at Taiwan's southern Tainan Air Base. Shipments from China and Australia have also arrived, along with a rescue team from South Korea. Taiwan's foreign ministry says more than 59 countries have offered aid to the island. Taiwan media have been giving the arrival of the C-130 U.S. military plane and expected arrival of two large helicopters extra special coverage. Media and defense sources note that the arrival of the U.S. military's humanitarian mission is a first for the island, since the U.S. broke off ties with Taipei in 1979 and switched recognition to Beijing. Beijing typically loudly protests such contacts between the U.S. and the island's military, because it claims the self-ruled island is part of its own territory. Emil Sheng, a political science professor at Taiwan's Suzhou University, says such protest is unlikely this time, given the recent improvement of relations between Taiwan and China.
Maybe just 2 years ago, if U.S. has done something like this, then it's going to generate a protest from China. But I think the main point is that China is probably open to this action because of also due to humanitarian consideration.
Since President Ma Ying-jeou stepped into office last year in May, economic ties between Taiwan and China have been improving, with the opening of direct cargo shipments and flights between the two sides. Defense officials say the heavy-lift helicopters, which are expected to arrive in the next 2 days, are capable of airlifting backhoes and bulldozers. The helicopters could help speed reconstruction work in remote mountainous areas, many of which are cut off because of collapsed bridges and roads. President Ma says the death toll from the storm is likely to reach more than 500 people. 1 week after the typhoon hit, thousands of displaced survivors remain at temporary shelters in stadiums and tent cities. More than 4,000 people are still stranded in the mountains. Survivors in Taiwan's opposition party have accused President Ma of reacting too slowly to the storm, the island's worst in 5 decades. Earlier this week, Taiwan's foreign ministry was saying it did not need any foreign aid. Several days later, aid, such as that being offered by the U.S., began pouring in. Professor Sheng says the president is facing a political crisis that will definitely erode his once strong public support.
When the television is broadcasting these disasters 24 hours a day, it of course created a lot of emotions among the public.
Sheng says that the government's lack of immediate response and the president's remarks in the wake of the typhoon have further fed growing anger. Over the past 2 days, Mr. Ma has apologized several times over the government's failure to see the magnitude of the crisis in time. Political analysts say that what Mr. Ma needs now is a quick and decisive reconstruction and recovery plan. William Ide, VOA News, Taipei.